Welcome to Classy Ring Attire. I'm Joel.
I'm Chris.
And it's time to get classy.
Let's do it.
So we have Survivor Series in just a few short days.
You excited?
Yeah, you know. Kinda.
I'm not really.
I mean,
There's not like anything real big that I'm looking forward to.
I mean, because it's one of the big four, kind of gives it its self boost above what
so
I usually deal
it
with.
It kind of like gives you pause that perhaps that something surprising is going to happen to make it a big deal.
Maybe, yeah. I mean, I think the Cena Punk Ryback match is actually going to probably be pretty good.
Right. Oh, yeah. I do too. It's just, I don't know if that's going to be enough to carry the entire pay-per-view.
Yeah. I think the Survivor Series match probably, you know, because I really like that elimination style.
Right.
I'm probably good. So, two of the biggest matches I'm probably going to really enjoy. So.
All right. Fair enough. And I mean, not like there's much else other than that. From what we gather, there's still only 5 matches announced.
Yeah.
You want to go ahead and get into it?
Yeah, let's make some predictions.
All right, we're going to start off with the United States Championship match. You got Antonio Cesaro versus R-Truth. Joel?
Cesaro.
No other thoughts, just Cesaro.
I mean, if they honestly want to push the guy, there's no reason for him to lose that championship right now.
Right. I'm ready for it. He needs a different gimmick. Because he just has the stereotypical foreign guy who thinks he's better than everyone else kind of thing. And that's pretty much getting played out already by Del Rio.
Yeah, Del Rio's got
that. Not to mention that it's been played out for years and years beforehand.
Yeah. This one, on the game, your video entrance options, some of them are like, you know, French patriotic.
Right.
And, you know, Mexican patriotic, just because that's such a standard thing as I'm from this country, therefore I'm better than you.
Yeah, and it's overplayed. It really is. And I think he's a lot better than that.
I think we are in an age that does not work as well as it once did.
Exactly.
And so, I agree. I wish
people are not as hip to hegemony as they used to be.
I agree. We should get something else. Drop the 5 languages thing.
I think they've backed away from it a bit.
Drop it. Away.
Fair enough. I mean, I was giving them credit for, you know, backing away from it, but you're...
You know what? I gave them credit for putting the belt on Big Show.
Yeah.
You give your credit, I'll give mine.
Alright. I have Cesaro winning too. I'm giving it a whole, like, 1.5 math.
Yeah. I mean, it's just...
And turn R-Truth heel, please. Like,
Please.
He's getting back to just that no man's land where he was stuck a couple years ago before he turned heel. And reignited his career.
He was so good. I mean,
I understand, like, they needed some sort of story to bring him back after he was suspended, but they didn't have to go with that story.
Oh, he's suspended. Now we have to cheer for him.
Right.
No, it's, yeah, no.
And it worked for Jeff Hardy.
Well, fair enough. But it's just, he was so on fire with heel. And now it's like, yeah. Once you've shown me what I could have, none of this substitute will do.
No, not even a little bit. Moving on. We got the Divas Championship match. We have Eve versus Caitlyn. Also featuring Caitlyn's boobs.
I go Caitlyn.
I go Caitlyn too. I mean, you know, we've lost a lot of Divas this year.
Yeah.
And it's time, really, to... Because we lost Beth. We never really got Karma. So we need that powerful diva, and Caitlyn, she's definitely got the muscles for it.
I mean, we are in a time where, like, I really like all of the divas
I
think Eve is confident. I think Layla's really good.
Mm-hmm. And
I mean,
as far as character-wise, I don't really hate any of them. I think that every diva pretty much has something to offer.
Yeah.
Whereas, you know, I thought Kelly Kelly had absolutely nothing to offer. And the Bella Twins.
I mean,
so.
I really like... I liked Caitlyn way back in NXT Season 3.
Yeah.
She was my early pick, so...
Her and Maxine.
I'm gonna stand by. I'm gonna stand by my Caitlin pick.
Yeah.
From way back when.
I'm at. I'll give it a solid 2 maths.
All right. Well, for a Divas.
For a Divas match, yeah. Mark this day in history.
All right.
And I'll probably be disappointed. let's go with. Oh wait, nope. We got a pre-show match. Sorry, there's 6 matches.
Has the pre-show match been announced?
The pre-show match has been announced.
I didn't even know that.
Tyson Kidd and Justin Gabriel versus 2 of the members of three-man band.
Is Drew McIntyre the one that's missing?
They said Jinder Mahal, Lee Slater, and or Drew McIntyre. They haven't really announced exactly who. It's probably depending on if Drew is ready to come back.
Yeah. Which, understandable if not.
Oh, yeah. If it's Jinder Mahal and Heath Slater, yeah, I won't like it, but I'll be understanding.
Yeah. I guess I'm going to give this to
3MB.
No, the other ones.
No?
You can go 3MB.
I'm just assuming 3MB because it seems like they really want this to work.
I mean, the thing is, I think the smart thing to do would be have 3MB lose because 3MB's totally working on promos and sheer entertainment level.
Are they really?
Yes.
You think they're working?
I think this is fantastic.
I think this is the worst thing ever.
No, this is hysterical.
All right, fair enough.
This is totally...
I'm going to give it 0.5 mass.
Yeah, that's fair.
All right, moving right along, we have the traditional Survivor Series elimination team match. Got Team Ziggler, which consists of Dolph Ziggler, Cody Rhodes, Damian Sandow, Wade Barrett, and Alberto Del Rio, versus Team Foley, which is The Miz, Kofi, Kane, Daniel Bryan, and Randy Orton.
I think Foley went due to some sort of special interference from Foley himself.
Right. And this was one of the things, like, story-wise, like, I understand where they were getting it, where they initially wanted Team Punk versus Team Foley, and then taking Punk out the next week because they realized, oh, wait, he's our WWE champion. But storyline-wise, I think it would be much, much more balanced if it was Team Heyman. You know? That way you have two out-of-ring ringleaders,
yeah.
So to speak. And that kind of brings more continuity to the original story that they're going to go with. Instead of just changing all together and throwing Ziggler as the captain, not really having anything against Foley, really.
Yeah. I mean,
I don't know.
I guess part of that is, like, there's clearly something that's going to happen with Punk and Maddox and Heyman, and we're just waiting for that Team Heyman to finish forming.
Right.
Which I'm guessing is going to happen closer to WrestleMania when Lesnar's back.
Right, yeah, I would assume so. I very much see, like, okay. You got Team Friendship, who's still huge and WWE's still pushing. Which I'm okay with.
Rightly so.
And you have Randy Orton, who's just coming back, and they're still trying to get him some momentum.
They're saying there's been rumors that starting in 2013, he'll get a really big build back up to top.
Right. And then you have The Miz, who just recently turned face?
Question mark?
Right. So I think since he's such a big company man, and he's turned face, I think they're going to want to put a lot of momentum behind him. So that's, like, I don't really see... I don't see Team Ziggler really coming out on this unless there's some big situation that we saw from Monday night where, you know, Daniel Bryan sees Miz as trying to break him and Team Friendship up.
Yeah.
But even then, I don't think that's enough to have them lose the entire match.
And I don't think that should. I mean, I think Ziggler can take a hit. I think he'll come out of this match looking incredibly strong.
Have him be like the sole survivor, or like the last remaining guy on his team.
Yeah.
And eliminate a few guys. He'll lose in the end, but, you know, he'll do some damage.
And his team is made up of people who are, you know, I pretty much like everybody on that team.
I don't give a crap about is Del Rio.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of impartial to Randy.
I mean, I am hoping that with him out of the title scene, something will happen that I'll start to like Del Rio again.
I don't know.
I don't know what.
He hasn't, like, that's the thing. Like, there's nothing new with his character at all since he showed up.
Yeah.
Nothing new at all.
So, but I think everybody in there is good in ring skills. Everybody can leave this match looking strong if they do this match right. So hopefully that's what will happen. That's what I honestly hope for.
Yeah,
is a good solid long match where everybody comes out
with minimal damage,
looking strong.
Very minimal damage.
Yeah. I mean, clearly no storyline is getting further here. So
No, not at all.
So at this
point, it furthers a couple storylines between some of the members in the team that had storylines going into it.
Yeah.
And it could ignite some new ones.
And I'd love to see Foley throw a sucker punch somewhere.
Just obviously. I mean,
Foley in the ring.
Foley's going to get
somewhere. Foley in the ring, man.
I'm going to give it, I'll give it 3.5 maths.
Yeah, there you go. Bump it up.
Yeah. Next, we got the World Heavyweight Championship match. We have the champion, Big Show, versus Sheamus.
Sheamus. I will give this to Big Show.
I'll give it... you know what? I'll give it to Big Show, too. My reasoning... I don't know if WWE has much of a plan going forward. Like they put the belt on Big Show, and I'm pretty sure they're just like, okay, well now what? You know, we have the return match against Sheamus, but past that, what do we have? And then I was reminded that Mark Henry is supposed to come back pretty soon
as a face,
and we're thinking December. Now the rumor is that you know he's going to go straight for the WWE Championship and challenge Punk for it.
Yeah.
But you know WWE, and they're always very likely to be tempted by the freak show factor, as we saw last year.
Yeah.
Maybe continue the feud between him and Big Show.
I mean,
I wouldn't really want to see it again, but I know WWE and their tendencies.
Honestly, they put on much better than expected matches.
True, they did. But we did see feud. We saw it quite a bit though.
I would not mind it. I would not mind it for one pay per view.
Right. As a Mark Henry's returning, make him look better than ever kind of thing.
To take down the Big Show. I accept that. Yeah. No,
I don't want him to be the happy smiley face that he used to be. I want him to still do like, you know,
Serious Man Hall of Pain,
but everyone kinda get behind him.
Well, that's the thing, is like Mark Henry, that was beautiful for Mark Henry. At what we're thinking is probably pretty close to the twilight of his career, to suddenly...
He's 41.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To suddenly come out with this Hall of Pain, this total domination character.
Mm-hmm.
And
still pull off a lot of, like, impressive feats.
Yeah.
In the ring, at his age, and at his size, the fact that he could still get up and go.
And this guy that, you know, I had basically written off as...
Oh, I wrote him
Santino's
off.
Comedy buddy.
I wrote him off about 3-4 years ago.
Yeah. No question. So... Basically, yeah, I just really respect the dude now, and
yeah,
would really like to see if he comes back, to see him come back as a legitimate contender, have a series of good matches.
Yeah,
so.
I think he's got at least one more good run in him.
Yeah,
you know, obviously I think if you know one more bad injury and then he's pretty much done.
No,
because this one almost you know ended it for him.
Mm-hmm.
So it would be good to see him back. I'm willing to give this one 2.5 maths.
If
I'm all about the half maths.
Yeah.
This week.
If it's a good, these two guys did a pretty good match last time.
Yeah.
You know, all things considered, and if they can do that again.
But see, that's the thing. Like, I'm keeping my expectations pretty low.
Yeah.
You know, it might be a good match, but I don't know.
I mean, they might not. But if they can, and no interference, straight match between the two of them, I am fully pleased to give them the 3 of the 4.
Fair enough.
Rating.
Yeah. All right. Moving on.
Yeah.
We got the WWE Championship Triple Threat match. We got Punk versus Cena versus Ryback.
I gotta go Punk via Braddox.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I mean, it's obvious. It was kind of obvious with Heyman, you know, talking to him. But then again, it might be just something for WWE to just kind of,
make us guess,
or they, you know, thought afterwards, like, well, that was a little bit too obvious. Let's not do that then.
Let's change it up.
Because they've done that plenty of times before. Yeah. But I think the match itself could lend itself to be pretty good, especially when we get Cena versus Ryback for a little bit, because we're not really going to see that unless Ryback turns heel.
Yeah.
Let's be honest, Cena's not
going to be doing that. Yeah, I think that'll be good. I think there's a great way to throw it up against those two. The good thing about triple threat matches is it would be easy for Punk to retain without, like, Ryback looking weak, which they seem really concerned about, and to throw it into some sort of disarray, because you already have one confusion-laced kind of, you know, ending between Cena and Punk. You get another one this time around.
Yeah, because you already had that confusing ending with Cena and Ryback. Punk and Ryback. Last month.
But you do that, then you for TLC, you make your main event CM Punk versus Cena, building around this, you know, next time the belt is defended, it'll be defended against The Rock. Which of us is worthy to step up to the challenge of The Rock?
Right.
It's me. And that's your build up to TLC, which basically makes TLC a pre-show for Royal Rumble, but...
Right. I mean, it gained some interest in TLC.
Yeah.
To be honest with you. It makes...
I think it lets you sneak slapping The Rock's name on TLC.
Right.
Even though he's clearly not going to show up, you know, you get that, and you'll get that pull right there.
Very true.
So I will give it to Punk, because I want to see the your mark get hit. I'd really like to see Punk be the only champion in 2012.
Right.
Because that is a solid calling card of, you know, of Punk.
Yeah. That's something he could definitely hang his hat on. Obviously, like, we're going to get I feel like we're going to get a Brad Axe run-in at some point. But the match itself should be pretty good. I don't know. Far as going ahead, I feel like, you know, if there is going to be a Brad Axe run-in, I feel like there's going to be a quick, like, Ryback versus Brad Axe kind of thing.
I mean, I would love to see a Brad Axe run-in that doesn't end the match.
Right.
Because we're so, you know, oh, he's going to come in at some point.
And it could be a thing where he's responsible for Ryback not being a factor. Like, he comes in, he does something to piss off Ryback, and Ryback runs after him, and then now it's just Cena and Punk.
Yeah, that works. Or, you know, you get something to the effect of, like, somebody accidentally knocks out the ref, and the new ref running down is Brad Axe. You know, that'll be a good thing where you know that he's an unfair ref.
Right.
You know something crazy is going to happen. It works a lot better than the Nexus waiting for them to interrupt the match.
Yeah.
Because
we knew what was going to happen, pretty much how long it would take before it would happen, you know.
So, you know, I do want to see some interference from him, but not just sneak up, sucker punch, let Punk win.
Yeah.
So,
something a little bit more interesting than last time.
Yeah. But yeah, I give it to Punk.
I'm going to give it a Punk 2, and I'll give it a 4 maths.
Okay.
Solid 4 maths.
Solid 4. There's something interesting that I want to comment on that was kind of evident this past week.
Okay.
On Raw. You have a lot of big stars, or a couple, you know, this handful of main players, but each one seems to be in a couple of storylines. Because Ryback is in main event going for the belt, but he's also in this little feud with Brad Axe.
Right.
You know, Cena is in this feud going for the belt, but he's also in this AJ scandal thing.
Right.
You know, Ziggles is in this tag team thing, but he's also in this kind of pseudo-feud with Cena.
Right.
Which is almost making this huge, coherent main
interwoven storyline, which is not something that's happened in a long time. So often in the WWE, you have your four or five separate storylines that do nothing with each other.
Right. They have no dealings.
No bearing, no effect, no interaction with each other.
Right.
And so is that something that is good, is bad? Is that something that came from dissolving the brand split?
It seems a little chaotic to me, because I've noticed that too. It seems like you could have put really anybody else in these different scenarios. Yeah. Like, you could put the bigger guy in one scenario, and then maybe use someone else for the other one. Like, they could have used anybody else in the AJ scandal. Of course, it means a little bit more if it's John Cena, because it's freaking John Cena.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Like, I feel like they could have used some of the smaller guys for this. You know, because there's always going to be people that cry foul, that say that these smaller guys are never getting airtime on Raw, or anything like that. So, I don't know.
I mean, I definitely see the point where...
No, if everything is somehow connected in some weird way,
if
that would be impressive.
I mean...
But I'm not willing to give them that kind of credit.
You do some kind of crazy conspiracy reveal where it turns out that AJ is, you know, had secretly hired Braddock's intentionally because she was the one that hired him to interfere with this because she's mad at Punk, but he's gone rogue. And so she's, you know, now trying to get John, but not John Cena, because she never actually said John Cena, but actually John Laurinaitis, and he's back, and he's
You're
been...
You're buying into that? That was my theory when she said John on the voice recordings.
I mean...
My theory was John Laurinaitis. I'm glad you picked that up.
I mean, buying into it? No. Thinking that, like...
Or John Morrison.
Yeah. Here we go. Shaman of sexy. Yeah,
no scandal there. He's just like, okay, all right. You couldn't resist, all right?
I understand this. Meeting adjourned. So, you know, if there's some sort of crazy Homeland-level plot conspiracy.
I mean, let's really think about how many Johns there are in the WWE. You got John Cena, you got John Laurinaitis. In a roundabout way, you still got John Morrison.
Yeah.
John Bradshaw Layfield.
Yeah. Dean Ambrose's name is John, or was John at some point.
I had no idea.
So, because I saw somebody connecting the only John to a Dean Ambrose debut, because you can connect anything
to a
Dean Ambrose debut if you try hard enough. They try hard enough.
I was convinced at one point that they did a, during the Sheamus match, they cut to the back, and there was Willem Regal, and
Oksana,
and there was someone in the back. Yeah, it could have been Michael McGill, but at the time I was convinced that was Dean Ambrose, so I was like, what? He's sitting back there with Willem Regal? That doesn't seem right.
I don't know. The thing is, like... I've heard about him so much more than ever actually seen him.
Right.
So I know he's supposed to be good, and I fully believe he's amazing. He's just like, he's getting this build-up from the internet. I'm really worried he's going to come out and I'm going to be like, okay, I guess, you guys.
Yeah, I mean, you run that risk with a lot of guys that has a lot of hype. Lord, I remember when Evan Bourne had all the hype. He had quite a bit of hype.
Evan Bourne's good, man.
He's fine, but, I mean...
Evan Bourne's good.
I think, you know, really...
Like, go back to one of the best pushes of a lower guy was Evan Bourne, like, when he was basically Cena's little buddy. He was going against Jericho for a while.
So he was Hornswoggle.
He was good. that was right around the time that, like, Air Boom into an RKO happened.
Yeah.
Which is still an amazing, amazing move.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it all got kind of pushed because Cena had to focus on Nexus.
And like, Evan Bourne got hurt.
Yeah. Evan Bourne gets hurt too easy.
Yep.
But Evan Bourne is really good. I mean...
Just wish he could...
Yeah. It's
put
like,
down the fake ganja.
I don't really think I'm ever going to see him win a championship belt.
No.
And I don't think that the WWE is being unfair.
No, because it's going to be a long time before his injuries So. Or fully healed. They're saying, like, might not have until after WrestleMania.
Yeah. I mean,
that'll be almost a year.
It's a shame, but what can I say? I defended the guy solidly for a good long time. So, I'd love to see him get another chance. I would. I'd like to see him get a chance, get a solid build, solid push. If that never happens, I can't blame anybody.
No.
Alright. You want a question? You want a question today?
Alright.
Your fantasy booking scenario.
Alright.
There's a rumor going around the internet this past week that current plans have... that current storylines are planned with the anticipation that CM Punk will be in the last match at WrestleMania. So, what do you think that last match would be? What would you want it to be? And...
So Punk is at the... is in the final...
in the final match.
Match on the card.
Yes.
Okay.
One rule, at least one of your scenarios cannot involve Stone Cold. Because obviously the answer would be
right.
Stone Cold and Punk.
But because, see, there's only a few things that could lend itself to be the... because we've seen, we have precedent of what constitutes the final match of WrestleMania.
Right.
For a while, it was always the WWE Championship match.
Right.
That hasn't been the case in a couple years.
Cena and Miz was the main event.
Right, right.
But the one before that and the one after that were not...
right, exactly.
Championship matches.
And then the one... because the one before that was...
Undertaker.
Shawn Michaels.
Right.
But the year before that, the WWE Championship was at the very end. After... after Undertaker and Shawn, I think it was right after... or it was a couple after, and, you know, the crowd just didn't give a crap.
No, because Undertaker
right.
and Shawn stole
but
it.
But in the WrestleMania with Cena and Miz with the championship, there really wasn't anything for, like, because they spaced it out. They spaced out Undertaker and Triple H. Undertaker and Triple H was, like, about halfway.
Right.
So they had plenty of time for everyone to kind of recover.
They had the dip and the build. And,
right.
and it was, obviously, The Rock was the main attraction
right.
in that match.
And this is a WrestleMania that we know will have at least Rock and Brock Lesnar.
Brock Lesnar.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I don't think they're going to put Brock in higher regards than Rock.
Okay.
I do not think that's going to happen. Okay. So I think it really comes down to one or two scenarios. Either it's Rock or it's Stone Cold.
Yeah.
And there is, you know, people saying that Stone Cold has gone on record and saying that I'm medically cleared to wrestle now, and Punk's not the only guy that I could face.
Yeah.
You know, so he's good. I think he's good to go right now. I know he had a surgery back over the summer. That's why he wasn't at Raw 1000. Apparently he's recovered.
Yeah.
And he's feeling good, and the doctors are clearing him. Rock, he's ready.
Yeah.
But we're also seeing where all signs are pointing to Rock and Punk at Rumble.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So
that means I don't think they're going to have a rematch.
At WrestleMania?
At WrestleMania.
Right.
Now, what I see happening, obviously Rock is going to probably keep the belt. Then we're probably going to get twice in a lifetime.
Okay.
For at WrestleMania.
Mm-hmm.
And then build up, sorry to say it, Punk and Stone Cold. You know? Building off of the whole respect thing, the whole, you know, I'm the best in the world, and you know, that kind of fits into the last match of the night, because we don't know how many more matches we're ever going to see out of Stone Cold.
Right.
So, obviously they're going to put that match last, because if this is the last, especially if this is the last match that we're going to see Stone Cold in.
Okay.
You know. Because, dear Lord, they've been hitting at, they've been poking the proverbial bear for so long between those two.
Since Raw 900.
I mean,
since before, but, like, that was the first
yeah.
time that I was really, here it comes.
Oh, yeah. That's what everyone was
Raw
like, 900. Oh, wait, this will be great.
When CM Punk had Stone Cold music hit, and we all thought Stone Cold was going to come out, and he laughed at us. He
yep.
laughed at us, Chris.
He laughed at us.
So your Stone Cold allowed is just Stone Cold versus Punk,
right.
and your Stone Cold not allowed is...
would be Rock.
WrestleMania, Royal Rumble rematch, basically.
Right. It, I, you know, because I, in this scenario, you know, if Rock is not the last card, or is not on the last match of the card, the only other person that could top Rock would be Stone Cold.
Yeah. Here's what I'm thinking. Obviously, Stone Cold coming back, facing Punk, solid contender
right.
for last slot. I could see Twice in a Lifetime not making it to that final spot if they do Twice in a Lifetime, sticking it somewhere mm-hmm. in the middle, but not if the belt is involved in Twice in a Lifetime.
Right.
I think that would guarantee it.
Top.
At the top card. So if...
So that would mean Punk would have to be...
Punk would have to... I think Punk would have to maintain the belt and Stone Cold would have to come after it at WrestleMania. If... Mm-hmm. In that scenario. If it happens, I think the most likely scenario that can have Punk in the main event is Triple Threat.
That's
Rock, Cena.
That was going to be Punk. My next point, yeah.
I mean, I think that's really the way. A few ways I would really be interested in seeing, somewhere between the Rumble and WrestleMania, Heyman screws Punk to help out Lesnar. And then you get a Punk and Lesnar match.
At
WrestleMania.
Okay, alright.
It gets me my Punk face again.
True, yeah.
It's this thing, it's also where we're really, you know, kind of building towards this Heyman stable, but Brock's a big part of it. I don't know if Brock's going to be here after WrestleMania.
No.
I would rather see it burn short and brightly for a couple months, for 1 or 2 months, get, you know, have Punk get, you know, maybe even at the Rumble, have him screwed out of his championship for Lesnar,
mm-hmm.
and he has to take out Lesnar at WrestleMania. I don't know if that would top The Rock with the title, though. I think that would be...
Yeah.
The other way that I could really see it happening, where the build-up would merit the final thing, is CM Punk beating The Rock. CM Punk keeping the title all the way to WrestleMania with, you know, constant defeating of every challenger, nobody left, and Undertaker challenges him and puts the streak on the line for the title.
That would be a good final match.
And that
because a lot of people have been saying that it was going to be Punk and Taker.
Punk and Taker has been rumored. It's one where like the Shawn Michaels career streak versus career match, it's one where you kind of know what's going to happen, but you could still almost see it going either way.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
because a lot of people are saying that, you know, the streak has to end.
I think I'm standing there. I say it's stupid to not end the streak.
Because that's a storyline that you're not using.
Yeah.
And it doesn't even have to involve Undertaker past WrestleMania. This is it.
It's not like you're going to bury The Undertaker by having him lose.
You know how many times they bury The Undertaker?
And it's been fine. Sometimes he comes back as a biker, though.
Sometimes.
I would like to see him pout over his streak getting broken and come back in biker garb again. Fine, you guys.
You know what? I would rather him come back as something completely different. Something out of complete left field that we never saw coming. Yeah. I don't know what that is. I don't know, Jedi Master Taker. Yeah, Jedi Master Taker.
Very nice.
Undertaker.
But that's something that's like one of the few things where I could see that being at the end. I don't know what that means for The Rock and Cena. I'd rather see a Rock and Brock. Because I don't need to see Twice in a Lifetime.
No.
And then Cena can do something else. I'm not 100% sure what. But
Cena not on WrestleMania.
That's not going to happen. That is not going to happen.
Ultimate fantasy booking because that... No. No, 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 no.
No, no, no. I think Punk would be a fine person to break the streak. If they really used it. I mean, Miz was my pick a little bit ago.
Right.
But
I don't know if... Because this is one of those type of things where you know that if for that to happen, it would have to get, like, Taker's approval.
Yeah.
You know?
No.
And I think Taker would be... Taker would probably be a little bit more prone to being okay with Punk ending the streak rather than he would Miz.
Yeah. Well, you know, I think it's best to give it to some young up-and-comer who can use the I broke the streak
right.
thing to promote his career for a long time. Punk seems pretty adamant about retiring in 2015.
Right.
But that's still 2 years.
Oh, yeah.
That you can...
You can milk that.
I mean, I really think he's going to be best in the world for the next 2 years. He will go out on top. I don't think he's
And
gonna...
I think beating Undertaker would just skyrocket that, I think.
Yeah.
You know? Granted, we'll probably get Super Punk for a couple years, but I'm okay with it.
Well, that's the other thing, is Punk having the title from Survivor Series 2011 all the way to WrestleMania 2013, defeating everybody,
yeah.
beating The Rock, taking out Taker, breaking the streak. How do you get the title off of Punk? how do you possibly...
I don't know.
Like,
I don't know.
That thing gets cemented to his body.
He'll get second to Bruno Sammartino.
He will never, ever lose it. I mean, it'd have to be Stone Cold.
Yeah.
Like, then you would have to bring back Stone Cold to get that title back. And you can't really do CM Punk versus Stone Cold not at WrestleMania. That's not a capital
no.
punishment match.
No. That's not even a Survivor Series match. That's not even a SummerSlam match. That's a WrestleMania match.
So, you know, at that point, you know.
But then Punk, again, if you had asked me like a year ago that we were going to get Brock Lesnar and Cena match at Extreme Rules, I would have told you that you were nuts.
True that. Fair enough.
You know,
yeah.
But I'm just throwing that out there.
I mean, yeah, I could see that if they would like. Really actually puts an effort into Extreme Rules and let the Punk and Stone Cold match be there. Because, yeah, once you do that, Stone Cold's the only person that can take that belt.
Pretty much.
That,
yeah.
That has to happen. If you do it that way. Which would be a great way to do it, and I would buy extra WrestleMania tickets. Like, I would...
extra WrestleMania tickets?
Yeah.
All right.
No, if that started booking, I would probably start buying up, like, tickets around me. So I could have a good... Oh, I would...
Not even give them to, like, close friends or family or anything like that. You were just like, nope, my seats, they're all mine.
I would buy WrestleMania tickets, bring in a TV with a cable hookup, and buy the pay-per-view. Just in case I had a bad view. I would not miss that match.
Fair enough.
So...
Right on.
Yeah, man, that's the way to do it. I mean, I don't know what you would do. I don't even know what you would do with Cena then.
I really have no idea. Like, it's but then we don't really know what to do with Cena for a while now. We just haven't really had anything for him. Like,
I know, and
we spent an entire year basically saying like Cena's kind of irrelevant because he's just
because we were just waiting
on The Rock.
Waiting on The Rock.
The only time he was relevant was the CM Punk storyline,
and that's you know. That's kind of where Cena is stuck. The Rock is the last mountain for him to climb. He's beaten everybody else.
Yeah.
You know, he's not champion, but he's been champion enough that, you know, just that's kind of, he's irrelevant when The Rock's not around. But I'm trying to figure out a way to get him on WrestleMania, avoid twice in a lifetime, and not turn him heel, because turning him heel is the easy way out.
So wait, now you're saying you don't want him to turn heel?
Oh, I'd love him to turn heel, but he's not going to turn heel.
No.
And so to sit here and be like...
You've been making that argument for years now.
And, no.
Yeah, it's not happening.
At any point, it's, you know, it's come to the point where there are so many options for him to turn heel and so many good options that they have skipped over that I don't feel like... I feel like it's the easy way out whenever you stand up and say, this is a great point to turn Cena heel. Because they're all great points to turn
yeah,
Cena heel.
Oh, yeah.
And they're clearly not planning on doing that. I believe some point they will turn Cena heel. I mean, Hogan turned heel.
But that, at that point, it would be like whenever someone else is the main guy.
Somebody's the main guy.
Yeah.
And Cena will be heel, and I would love to see him be, like, solid corporate heel. Like, suit up, you know, come to the ring. If Vince is still around and enough, I would love to see him hit this, like, silent protector of Vince kind of thing.
Alright.
Because, you know, he's clearly a company man, and that's always been one of his, like, good guy Cena traits. I think that'd be a really easy thing to turn into, you know, a villainous thing for him is always the company man. Especially when you have your Daniel Bryans and CM Punks fighting and clawing their way through the indies.
Right.
You know, that'd be an easy thing for Cena to crush down to protect the legacy of the WWE, quote-unquote, whatever. And, I mean, that's the heel that I would make him.
Fair enough.
So, but that...
I haven't really thought past turning Cena heel. Like, okay, he's heel. What do we do with him now? I was like, I don't know. He's just heel. Hooray.
I mean, that's... The other way to turn him heel is to make him, you know, to acknowledge the booze and then start turning him into this why don't you love me and kind of thing. But that nope, I don't want it.
I mean, we kind of got that with R-Truth heel.
Got it with R-Truth heel. Got it a little bit with Christian slow turn in his one more match kind of thing.
Yeah, God, I was so tired of that.
So I don't think it's good. I think the other way is much better. But I don't know how to do it at WrestleMania without turning him heel.
I had no idea.
You'd have to turn somebody else heel to face him. I think Triple H would be a good heel.
Yeah.
Heel Triple H versus Cena would be a nice build up there. Or Ryback, but that's just because he's near the top right now.
I don't think they're at that point with Ryback
yet. But he's getting...
I think
the reaction that they want out of a top face.
Right. I think at this point, they're more likely to turn Cena heel before Ryback.
Don't touch it.
Yeah. All right. So this upcoming week is Thanksgiving week, and so we will not be here. But do not worry, because we have pre-recorded a special edition of Classic Ring Attire where we
discuss. We will be here just for you.
We will be here, but we will not be speaking in the present. Or will we?
No, we won't. no, we won't. We've already recorded a very special video game-themed holiday episode where we brought on a special guest.
We did a holiday special?
A little bit.
Was it about Life Day?
A little bit.
All right. We have a special guest. Tune in to find out who. Yeah.
Especially you, special guests.
Tune
in.
Hear yourself. You know you're going to be listening, so you can listen to yourself. So be on the lookout for that. Obviously, we won't be around to cover directly after Survivor Series, so we plan on having some kind of feature on our website where you actually have to read our responses. So learn how to read.
Because they'll be good.
Sure.
Or bad. It depends on what WWE has to offer.
So bad.
So, yeah. And a link to that will be in the show notes of next episode's podcast.
There you go.
So, for final thoughts, we are on Twitter. So, you can follow us there at CR Attire, where we will live tweet every Monday. We will be live tweeting this Sunday, although probably... after the fact.
Probably Sunday night, around 11:30-ish, probably. Yeah.
So
stay up for that. Put the kids to bed. Let's get dirty.
Enjoy some Survivor Series tweets.
We have an email that if you have any questions, comments, hate mail, anything you want us to address on the show.
Tell us how Cena should turn heel.
There you go. There's your challenge for the week.
Your prompt.
Come up with an idea of turning Cena heel and a storyline that would follow. And send it to our email account. It's classyringattire@gmail.com.
We also have a Tumblr, classyringattire.tumblr.com, where you can find old episodes of this podcast and plenty of other wrestling things and shenanigans.
And if you're listening to this on wrestling.insidepulse.com, leave us a comment. Another challenge for this week, send us a good knock-knock joke on their comments.
On the comments.
They'll love it. Trust us.
Finally, we are on iTunes, so look us up there. Subscribe. It'll come to you every week, free of charge.
Write a review.
Give us a rating. We would greatly, greatly, greatly appreciate it. Until next time, stay classy and huzzah.
Huzzah.